Locker room chats continuing here tonight on KMZA. I'm Brandon Tamman, and we're pleased to be joined now by Nemaha Central football coach. That is Michael Gladsick, brought to you by Life Care Center of Seneca and Haug Seed. Defending 2A champs, of course, now adventuring into the 3A classification here in 2026. But the Big East remains the same, and that was certainly the case last week in Nemaha Central's season opening win. Coach, we talked about it, and you knew it was going to be a tough matchup at Riley County to kick things off, and 7-6. I mean, I'm not sure if that particular score was on the bingo card, but it is a W, and you guys start the season with a 7-6 victory.
Yeah, I think the most important word you said was victory. You know, every Monday scouting report we go over, and the last key point is to be 1-0. And whether it's a high scoring game, low scoring game, grinder, whatever it is, you know, and I think the kids were pretty jacked about the B 1-0 part after Friday night. Coach Williman, they got a phenomenal team over there, big, physical up front. Their skill players are really good, quarterback, run game. I think they're going to make a lot of noise on the 2A West this year as long as they stay healthy and get everybody healthy. But I was so proud of our kids for being relentless, never giving up, bend but don't break attitude. Coach Mayberry, the DC, he had them ready to roll, and we knew offensively we would take some struggling points early in the season here just to get everybody on the same page. But it's just like I tell the guys after every game, you got to find a way to win, and we did that on Friday night, just escape Riley, a road game against a really good team.
Yeah, no doubt. 7-6 or 100-99, you're going to take the victory 10 times out of 10. You talk about the offense, maybe taking a little bit more time to kind of get gelled together. Sullivan Haverkamp, you know, he led the team in rushing. You're replacing Carter Hike. It's just a new look all the way around. But Sullivan, he's been around and has experience at the varsity level. What'd you like about Sullivan Haverkamp leading the team in rushing last week?
Yeah, you know, Sully's been behind Carter for the last 2 years. He's learned from Carter. Just that toughness mentality. He's going to break a lot of tackles. He's a two-way starter, both linebacker and running back. So we got to keep him fresh, get him some breaks on offense. We got a couple other running backs we're going to try out just to give him a breather. But the dude runs extremely hard, and you know, he had about 60 yards, all tough yards. You know, he's liable to break one open, but just couldn't get there Friday night. So I was happy to see that with the tough running, move those chains, get those tough yards. But obviously up front, we got to fix the mental mistakes. You know, obviously you're going to make some mistakes, but we can't be that many on Friday night. And, you know, just the pad level, you know, the firing off the ball, that stuff is what we have to get fixed, or we're going to get exposed on Friday against Betha.
Finally, Coach, real quick, for the next segment, just another player or two might have caught your eye. Who stood out, played well for you in that win on Friday?
You know, Brady Cook on defense, you know, he was voted team captain by the coaches throughout the first couple weeks of practice. He had, I think, nine tackles, and then that huge game-winning interception at the end there. He plays some H-back on offense. Just a very well-rounded kid who has one of our kids that does have experience coming back. And then the other one's Carter Staubalmer. Offensively, he runs a little bit of receiver. He had a huge catch, 30-yard catch on a sideline. And the defense, I think he racked up 16 tackles at a new position. So, you know, those two kids flew around defensively, both two-way guys. So, obviously, they're tired, sucking air on a hot Friday night. So I'm excited to see them guys and more, obviously, keep growing and growing.
Nemaha Central football coach Michael Gladsick joining us. They escape Riley County with a one-point win in the opener, and the rivalry that is Sabetha takes shape in week two on Friday night. We'll talk about it after a timeout here on KMZA. Always appreciate the time from Michael Gladsick, Nemaha Central football coach. A few more minutes here on our week two locker room chat. They get set to go to Sabetha on Friday night for week number two. And coach, a lot of the coaches like to say that maybe the biggest improvement that you see, you know, week to week throughout a regular season is maybe that week one to week two jump. Are you kind of expecting the same thing this time around?
Yeah, that's what I'm most excited about. I think these kids are too, is they know offensively we didn't do our best to stick to the game plan. We made a lot of mental errors, mental mistakes, blocking schematic-wise. So I'm hoping to see that jump of firing off the football, doing little things right against a very physical Sabetha team here on Friday.
Well, let's talk about Sabetha, and the rivalry is deep. We know how it holds true, and Sabetha came into this season with a lot of expectations, and rightfully so. Even some of the outside, you know, media outlets, you know, tabbing this Blue Jays squad as even the top team in the 2A class. And, you know, Coach Moeller has a good thing going over there. They're big up front. They run the ball well, and they will be a force amongst the 2A classification. What do you see from them and kind of the expectations for a very familiar opponent on Friday night?
Yeah, after watching the Holton film, I had to recheck the stats and make sure they rushed for 420 yards, but sure enough, they did. They're that good this year. They return everybody up front, a bunch of skilled players. I told Trent earlier that probably arguably one of the better, if not the best, option quarterback that Sabetha's had in a long, long time with the Mike Lane kid. He's smart. He's very unselfish. He'll pitch a yard, 20, 30 yards downfield. He's a big dude, 210 pounds. He'll run over you. He's faster than what you think. So, obviously, the offense runs through him, and that's what every coach wants, is a very unselfish quarterback that knows how to run the offense. But, you know, we're going to mention the upfront game. Obviously, on a running offense like that, rushing offense attack, you got to have dudes up front. They do, not just one, not just two. But they got five dudes that are mean, that are physical, that are big. That play extremely hard, and then throw some skill players, and that's why they're, I think they're the best 2A team in the state right now, and they're going to make an extremely deep run. If not, they'll be playing on Thanksgiving weekend.
Finally, Coach, real quick, before we get you out of here, and we always appreciate it, we talk about keys, and, you know, typically the theme is turnovers and penalties, and rightfully so. Those are huge keys. You want to limit those numbers for sure, but I'm curious about a specific matchup. Is it your skill players versus their DBs? Is it going to be the battle of the trenches? I mean, what do you see as kind of a key factor, maybe a position group or battle that might be an X factor in this game on Friday night?
Every week I tell the kids that we got to dominate the line of scrimmage up front. We're going to continue to do that. It's just going to be a little bit tougher this week between the tackles. So, we're going to obviously give that a shot, and then But we got to be ready to attack the outside with some RPO game, with some play action game, quarterback run game, quick passes, deep passes, whatever it is that keeps them off their, you know, on their toes, keeps them thinking. Because when they play together, they're extremely tough defense. They just play well together. And then defensively, our mindset has got to be the first down. We got to have a great first down defense. You know, we got to get them to second and long. Because you know, if we get them in third and short, then that becomes fourth and one, and they're gonna go for it every time, just because their mentality on offense. So we got to really focus on that first down stop. You know, make it a second and 8 to 10, and then third to 6 to 8, and hopefully get off the field on third down there.
Always great stuff. That is Michael Gladsick, Nemaha Central football coach, coming off that 7-6 victory in the opener at Riley County last week. They go to Sabetha here in week two, the rivalry renewed here in 2026. Coach, thanks a bunch as always. Good luck Friday night. We'll talk to you again next week.
Yeah, I appreciate it, man. Have a good week.